As I've been thinking about what to bring this morning, there are many things that happen in life that sometimes you can quite easily forget, but then there are other things that, you know, we read of the Rhema word, and there are things that just stick with you. And one of the things that, it was Phil, I think a few weeks ago, Phil Shaw, when he was preaching about lifting your eyes, about looking up, and it's just stuck with me, and I really felt that I wanted to bring something on that myself this morning, because sometimes when God speaks, he doesn't just speak once, does he? He speaks twice and three times. He's so gracious to us, isn't he? Reminding us of what we need to be aware of. So what I want to do this morning is I want to look at Psalm 121. I'm sure you know the psalm, so if you've got your Bibles, please grab your Bibles. It will come up on the screen. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but there are so many pieces of scripture. I probably say this every time I get up, but it's one of my favourite. Do you have that you just read scripture and just think, wow, this is amazing to read, that it is what God gives us to live our lives, to continue? And we know that Psalm 121 is probably one of the most beloved scriptures that we have. So this is a song of ascent. This is a hymn that the ancient pilgrimages would have had on their way to Jerusalem. They would have been singing it as they were on their way to Jerusalem. And as I've been looking at through this, I've been thinking about the rhythm of life and the way that we live our lives. When I was visiting Doreen a couple of weeks ago, we often talk and fond memories of Tom, and he would often say in life's journey, I'm sure Doreen is probably watching this morning, Tom would often say in life's journey, because life can often throw many things at you, but we always need to know where our help comes from. There's a profound thing in this, that in verse 2, it starts with this, I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And then it kind of finishes with this magnificent declaration, the Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. It's a rhythm of life, not just a beginning and an end. It's a rhythm of life. And as we have the drums and we have the beat that keeps going, it's a thing that keeps us in time with what is being played by the instruments. And this is a rhythm. Psalm 121 is a rhythm of life that hopefully we can see that we should always be in rhythm with God. I had thoughts of lots of different ways, you know, because I like illustrations. I was going to get Ardeev to give me a rhythm, and then I was going to get Chi Chi to start clapping, and then somebody else to start. And we could have really got a rhythm going, so you understand it. But I've told you it now. You understand it. We don't need to do it, do we? So, first point, and I want to start at verse 8, that he is our guardian and he is watching over us. It says, the Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Verse 8 is like a crescendo in the entire psalm. God promises his continual guardianship, that he will continually look after us. It says that he will watch over. The Hebrew word for that is shamar, which actually means to guard, to protect, to preserve with vigilance. Care. So it's not a passive observation. This is active. It's engaging. It is a protection that is continual. God doesn't just set things going and then leave you to it. He is there looking after you. Notice the comprehensiveness of it, where it says you're going and coming. You're coming and going. I don't know if we've said about parents here, how many of you as parents have said, boy, I wish I'd got eyes in back of my head, you know, with your kids, because I'm loving, Kitty and Vinny are not in today because they're busy, that's why Sally's got Arthur, but I'm loving the point when Arthur's going to start crawling and they're going to be pulling their hair out, because it's incredible, isn't it, when the kids are just all over, you wish you'd got eyes everywhere, you just want to tie them down so they can't move, you encourage them to get up and go, but then you tie them down because you know that they're going to get into all the mischief, but yet God here says that he sees our comings and goings, he knows everything about you. He is vigilant to what you are doing. Every moment, every transition, every journey. And notice the time frame, both now and forever. From this moment until eternity, God is looking after you. There are no gaps in God's looking after you. There are no gaps in God keeping you. When you left the house this morning, he was there. He was watching you. When you get home tonight, this afternoon, he'll be there with you. He's still watching. And when you finally take your last breath and go into eternity, he will be there with you. Foundation of our faith is that God will never leave us nor forsake us. We have a God who never clocks out. How amazing is that? How many of you get to the end of a day and just think, oh, I'm so glad. We don't tend to have clocking machines anymore, do we? But how glad you are to get home and, oh, I can leave that all behind me. God never clocks out. He doesn't take a vacation, a holiday, or time away. God never looks away. In verse 4, David promises that he watches over Israel. He who watches over Israel will never slumber or sleep. So while we rest, he remains alert. While we're unaware, he is always aware. There's an eternal vigilance that transforms, hopefully, our everyday, that everything that we do, knowing that God is always looking out for us. Second point is our natural response and acknowledging our need. We're going to verse 1 now. And again, thinking of what Phil said when he was preaching, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This is an incredible puzzle. It's a declaration and a question. I found in one of the commentaries, I liked this line. It says, it's both an honest inquiry and a confident declaration. It's both an honest inquiry and a confident declaration. It's a puzzle. It's a mystery. But I lift my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. Where do you look when you're walking? How many of you have walked down a street and been looking sideways and suddenly you've tripped over something? No, just me. How many, you know, when I've, as many of you know, I've done my advanced motorcycle and I've gone through that. And one of the big things that they teach you is look where you want to go. It sounds bizarre, but on a motorbike, if you're going down the road and you want to go that way, if you're turning right, so many people, learners and people that have even passed the test, will still look that way and turn the handlebars and expect it to go around. It will, but it'll be very unsafe. If you look where you're going, even though the bike's pointing that way and you turn, you naturally just go around. How many times do we not look where we're going? And how many times do, when we look where we're going, we find some incredible truths? Hebrews 12:2 says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. When Peter looked at, on the boat and he said, is that you, Jesus? If it is, bid me come. He kept his eyes on Jesus. And what happened when he took his eyes off Jesus? When he saw the problems around him? What about David when he faced Goliath? He didn't fix his eyes on Goliath, the big man in front of him. He fixed his eyes on God. When Moses faced the Red Sea, when all hope was lost, the sea was in front of him, the army coming behind him, he kept his eyes fixed on God, followed what God asked him to do. A great multitude of enemies came against Jehoshaphat, and he prayed, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. In 2 Chronicles 20:12, at his stoning, Stephen, he prayed, looked up to heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Even Jesus himself lifted his eyes to heaven when he prayed to his Father, John 17:1. Here we're going through Psalm 21, and they were walking on their pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and they may have seen all the hills and the mountains. I was chatting to Yeah. Why has your name disappeared out of my... Jason. Wow. I do apologize. Chatting to Jason before the service, and we talked about going on a pilgrimage. There are certain walks that you can do around Hathersage and different ways. And the hills that you go, how many of you walked up a hill and you think you're nearly at the top, and then suddenly it straightens out and then goes up again, and you just keep going. But we keep our eyes, we look ahead. So they may have been seeing all these hills and potentially looking at, are we going to be attacked anywhere? Where are people hiding? But they acknowledge that my help comes from the Lord, not from securities around me, not from the things around me, but from God and God alone. Not political powers, not the way that the government do things. My help comes from the Lord. And how many of us need to say that more and more these days with everything that's going off in the world, politically or otherwise, that we need to say, the Lord, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This should be a continual refrain in our lives, the rhythm of our lives. We face difficulty. Where does my help come from? When we experience blessing, my help comes from the Lord. When we're uncertain, where does my help come from? When we're confident, my help comes from the Lord. This is not just a one-time declaration. This is not just a, oh, I said that prayer once, I declared it once. This is a continual thing. Because how many of you will realize that we keep falling, we keep failing, we keep messing up, but we can say that my help comes from the Lord. Another bit that I got from a commentary, it says, because God keeps us perpetually, we must acknowledge him continually. Because God keeps us perpetually, we must acknowledge him continually. Perpetual is a way that never ends or changes. It is constant. That is how much God loves you. Point number three, the complete protection. Nothing escapes his care. Between the opening statement, the acknowledgement, and the closing promise, the psalmist gives us a comprehensive nature of who God is and his keeping with us. Now, I do just need to qualify this. When I say that there is complete protection, this does not mean that things are going to be easy all the time. This does not mean that things are not going to be hard. This does not mean that things are not going to happen to you. Okay. We've all heard that, haven't we? Things will still happen, but it will never be out of God's allowance, God's plan. We can't just read what we want to read and make up what we want. That is creating a God in our own image, and we can't do that. It's the first and oldest of sins, creating a God in our own image. My God would never do this. Is it the God of the Bible? Just read through Job. And I know sometimes we go for the extremes of Job, but God never left him. But he went through some horrible stuff. And none of us would ever want to go through some of that stuff. But it's important for us, like 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, to examine ourselves, to see whether you are in the faith. It then says, test yourself. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. We should be testing ourselves, not because stuff is happening that then we go to God, but actually stuff happens, that means I'm going to cling closer to God. Amen? I want to make sure that I am in the faith. Listen to my brothers and sisters that can bring me in alignment with God's word. Verse 3, he won't let your foot slip. There's stability in our steps. He watches over you. That's personal attention. He's your shade at your right. That's immediate presence. The sun will not harm you by day or by night. The moon by night. That is protection around the clock. The Lord will keep you from all harm. That is defense against evil. You know, we wrestle against flesh and blood, don't you? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I'm not in a wrestle with you, but against principalities and powers, I'm going to stand against. I don't want to fall out with you. I don't want to be a loggerheads with you. I want to get on. We want to show what Jesus' love is all about in our lives. This is amazing what God has done for us, that he will never leave us, never forsake us. It's about the physical and the spiritual, the visible dangers and the invisible threats. He protects our bodies and our lives. Some of you may read, well, does that mean Christians will never get any harm? We'll never get sunstroke. We'll never get sunburnt. No, it's a lot of rubbish. You go outside and you don't put sun cream on, then you're going to get problems. Whatever it's within God's plan, God will never leave us. See, God created the sun. He spoke it into being. He created everything. So God understands the forces of nature that we just cannot fathom. Has to be a deep acknowledgement in each and every one of us that, yeah, God will never leave us. God is always with us. And my fourth point is living in response, a life of continual acknowledgement, the rhythm of life that we should be living. So how do we live in the light of verse 8, this promise, by making verses 1 and 2 our regular daily practice? Where are you looking? Where are you putting your eyes? So we've got to make it personal. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Not my bank account, not my health, not my abilities, not my relationships, but the Lord. Amen? Make it consistent. Morning and evening. If God's always there for you, then we can only but respond by doing the same, can't we? By making it a constant morning and evening, our coming and going, in our success and in our struggle. Let's keep it a constant acknowledgement that God is always with us. Let it become the rhythm of our lives. Make it comprehensive. Acknowledge God's help in everything you do. Acknowledge God's help in that job promotion. Acknowledge God's help in that difficult diagnosis. Acknowledge God's help on that normal Tuesday afternoon. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. And make it your witness. When others ask how you stay calm in amongst a storm, say, my help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes to the hills because my help comes from the Lord. Let it be a continual expression of not only your life, but everything of what you do. A testimony of faithfulness from God. Amen? And just, we're coming into land. Just in conclusion, it's not just about God watching over us. It's about our response as well. It's about how we act on Scripture. You know, the Scripture, it says there about reading Scripture and doing nothing about it. It's like somebody looking in a mirror, seeing a mucky face and doing nothing about it. We've got to read it, we've got to apply it, we've got to live it. It's the truth of God that sustains us every day. His divine keeping, his constant love, that we can acknowledge him. The psalm ends where it begins. But this has got to be our continual rhythm. We're meant to cycle through these verses again and again. God keeps us, so we acknowledge him. So we remember his comprehensive care. So we trust his eternal keeping, so we acknowledge him again. God keeps us, so we acknowledge him. So we remember his comprehensive care, so we trust his eternal keeping, so we acknowledge him again. It has to be our constant rhythm of life. So God keeps us, so we acknowledge him. So we remember his comprehensive care, so we trust his eternal keeping, so we acknowledge him again. As you leave here today, know that the Lord goes with you. Know that God never leaves you. His eyes will always be on you. Acknowledge where your help comes from. Not just today or tomorrow, but every day. Every day, let it be a rhythm of life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. Let's just stand and pray. If I could ask the team to come back out, please. Jesus. Lord, we look to you. Help us not to be distracted by the things of this world. God, we know this can often be a problem for so many of us, the distractions of the world. The next reel, the next TikTok, the next bargain, the next thing that distracts us from keeping our eyes fixed on you. Lord, I pray that in everything we do, we will keep that rhythm of life. We will keep that rhythm that you keep us. So we acknowledge you. So we remember your comprehensive care. So we trust your eternal keeping. We acknowledge you again. Be glorified this morning, Lord. Amen.